Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about episcleritis. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/episcleritis or in the ophthalmology section of the second edition of the Zero to Finals medicine book. And you can find flashcards and questions to train your knowledge and help you remember the information for longer at members.zerotofinals.com. So let's get straight into it. Episcleritis involves benign and self-limiting inflammation of the episclera, which is the outermost layer of the sclera just below the conjunctiva. Episcleritis is relatively common in young and middle-aged adults. It's often associated with inflammatory disorders such as rheumatoid arthritis and inflammatory bowel disease. Episcleritis is not usually caused by infection. Let's start with the presentation. Episcleritis usually presents with an acute onset of unilateral symptoms of localized or diffuse redness to the white of the eye, often with a patch of redness in the lateral sclera, which is the outer part of the white of the eye, towards the ear. There's usually no pain or maybe a mild discomfort, and there's dilated episcleral vessels. Importantly, there's no photophobia and no discharge from the eye, and a normal visual acuity. Photophobia, discharge, or reduced visual acuity are more suggestive of scleritis rather than episcleritis. Applying phenylephrine eye drops helps to differentiate between episcleritis and scleritis. Phenylephrine will cause blanching of the episcleral vessels, which causes the redness to disappear in episcleritis. Phenylephrine does not affect the scleral vessels, and so it won't make any difference to the redness in scleritis. Finally, let's talk about management. Episcleritis is usually self-limiting and it will resolve without any treatment in 1 to 2 weeks. No treatment is necessary. Symptoms may be relieved with analgesia, for example, ibuprofen, and lubricating eye drops. More severe cases may be treated with steroid eye drops. So thanks for listening to this episode on episcleritis. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about scleritis.